And on this Tuesday, we are going to check in with Ask UAS. And we have with us Shelley Tabb and Claire Bennett, and they're here to tell us about the next Ask UAS that involves playing.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
First, I'm going to talk a little bit about what Ask UAS is, because we might have some listeners out there that have never come to one of our presentations. So Ask UAS is the campus library's speaker series that runs every month during the fall and spring semester. We have speakers on a variety of topics, and the presentations are geared towards the layperson, so you don't have to be knowledgeable about any of the topics beforehand. It's not a college-level class that you're showing up for. It's just you know, you just come and bring your curiosity. So generally the presentations last about 45 minutes or so, and then the audience is free to ask questions of the presenter afterwards. And it's always free and open to the public. We always have tasty snacks and some beverages to drink. And this week, tomorrow, on the 19th, we have the wonderful Claire Bennett talking about play and how it's not just for kids at 6:30 p.m. in the campus library.
Yes, and actually, I'm not going to be just talking about play. Mm-hmm. We're going to be playing.
Yes.
Because you it's not fun to listen to how good play is for you. But we'll talk a little bit about that, because it really does restructure the brain, and it's you know, works on your hormone system and does all kinds of physiologically great things for you. But it's also just fun.
And when we talk about play, what is play?
Well, play, yeah, that's I thought about that, Maria. What is play? We, in this country, I think a lot of times we think of play as this competitive thing where I'm testing my mettle and I have to get ahead. But real, true, joyful play is just doing something because it's fun and mostly pointless in terms of achieving a goal that extends beyond playing. Although there are benefits that extend way beyond the moments that you take to play, but it's just engrossing yourself in some kind of activity that's outside of your work day or your chore day. But that's just for joy. And so what I'm putting together, I was just telling Shelley, I'm creating a couple of games, and they're not really competitive, but they're, you know, they're like, get up and try it, see what happens. So I'm creating some that have to do with the library, because that's where we're going. So we'll have a little tiny, tiny bit of Shakespeare, not that you have to know anything about it. It's a game. And another one. I don't want to give too much away. So I just want to encourage you guys out there listening that if you're thinking, oh, well, I don't want to get up and do that, it's not going to be anything that is difficult. It's just going to be fun. And people can come and watch people play. You're welcome to get up and join in some of the activities. You're welcome to sit back and relax. You can get up and try something and then say, I think I just want to sit this one out. And
Are some of the things physical?
Yes. Yeah. But not... Not, how shall I say, not gymnastic. I mean, it's just for one of the games, you have to stand around in a circle. You might have to put your arms over your head. But, you know, I've had people play it who have a broken arm, and you can modify. You can modify everything physically to make it work for you. If you don't want to stand up, you can sit in a chair and do it. So, yeah, this will be physical games. One of the ones that I am creating for the library is maybe a little more rambunctious than others, but yeah, some of them are word games.
Okay. And you've done this before.
Oh,
but
yes.
In different ways?
I have.
Every time,
yeah.
It's a little different?
My background is in improvisation, and I thank my father for that, because he was a very playful person, and he and I were always doing puns or skits or making things up. And so in college, I discovered that I was good at improv, and that and I always knew I wanted to do theater. And so I do improv with kids here in the summer. I've done adult improv classes 1 year, or well, actually several years, the library was generous enough to let me do a come when you want to improv class on Friday afternoons for students, community members, and it was pretty well attended. So, yeah.
Okay, and should people dress comfortably?
Yes, thank you, Maria. I was thinking about that, too. Yes, dress comfortably. It's not a formal event. So, you
know. But I'm just thinking if you have to move a little bit.
Yeah. It's things that you wouldn't mind raising or that your clothing doesn't restrict you, whatever you're comfortable in.
You spoke about, is this theater related or not really?
This one is not theater related, but I do use a lot of these games. These are more community building games than theater. Although I'm going to bring a long list with me. And if I have people who feel like, yeah, I'm game to try that, then I'll pull in some of the theater improv games, but not necessarily. Well, I'll see who comes. And we need lots of people. The library game won't work if there are just five or six people in the room. But, and again, nobody should feel compelled to join in. It's just fine to watch.
Sometimes you watch that first one and you go, you know, I could do that. That's
yes,
okay. That's
yes,
okay.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
wasn't too scary looking.
Right.
I can join in.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, just come 6:30 tomorrow. It's painless and bring a friend and play.
Okay.
Yes. We always encourage people to bring a friend or two. We'll have plenty of snacks and chairs for everybody. And if we don't, we'll get more snacks and more chairs. So we're good like that. And it is absolutely free. And then, other fall lineup. Presentations include seaweed farming in Alaska. We'll be talking in November about the Japanese internment camps, and then in December we'll be talking about support and acceptance of authoritarianism in Russia. So we've got a broad gamut of very interesting topics, and I couldn't be more happier that we are kicking it off with a very playful presentation tomorrow night, 6:30 in the campus library.
All right, thank you very much. Clara Bennett, again, running that play session tomorrow night or guiding you through it. And also Shelley Tabb, thanks so much for being here this morning.